minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. For those of you out there keeping track of time and date, Dave Krieger with you, and I'll tell you, this hour is going to be exciting because you can't get any closer to what is going on in politics other than coming in through the back door of the Trump administration. I can tell you right now, I was shocked to open up my news blog this morning to see that of all of the Trump endorsements in Ohio, every one of those endorsements won their GOP primary, including J.D. Vance as senator. This is going to be interesting how this whole thing unfolds. And the another interesting about it is the things that are going on against the Clinton administration. And I'm talking about Hillary, who thinks she should have been president. I'm talking about the fact that there was a lot of nefarious behavior in the 4 years from 2016 to the time President Trump left office. And there isn't anyone I don't believe that is probably more familiar with and has researched and as much of an affiliation with the president these days as his current attorney, Peter Ticton. And he's with the Ticton Law Group. He founded it back in 1991. He has offices across the state of Florida. The attorneys are a dynamic team of strategists and trial lawyers. They have won lots of foreclosure defense cases, which is how I know about Peter Ticton. His daughter served as a judge in the circuit court system. And, of course, the law group is guided by the three C's, creativity, cost-effectiveness, and communications. They believe superior legal work demands creative solutions and pride themselves on being cost-effective and communicative, which in these days you really need somebody that knows how to communicate. And, of course, the Ticton Law Group unearthed the bank's fraudulent activity and helped 50 attorney generals and the federal government get a $30 billion recovery settlement. And the thing is, I'm looking back at like 2012 with these servicers and all of the garbage documents, and they're still doing it to this day. But the thing is we have a bigger fish to fry, and that is why you have LegalBrains.com. Peter Ticton, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
So everybody, the last we heard, there was a lawsuit filed against Hillary Clinton and the DNC. What is the current status of that suit, if you can talk about it?
Well, you know, it's really better for me not to get so much into the suit because, for one thing, it's going to be boring talk in terms of what's actually going on, the different motions and whatever that are occurring there. And also, I don't want to really be giving necessarily different game plans over to the other side.
But sure, we know
correct
that.
Is that. Yes, but I don't mind talking about what happened in this world that caused the suit in the first place. But I want to give Alina Haba credit because she's actually the lead counsel on the case. And I'm local counsel. I'm lead local counsel. But she is the one that really is the top of the chain when it comes to this particular lawsuit. And I got to tell you, she is a real firecracker, a real sharp lawyer who is a pleasure to work with. So I just definitely don't want to sound like I'm doing this thing on my own when she's the one that's really in charge of it.
Sure, but I mean, right now, as far as the stage of the game right now is that we are in just basically a motions phase right now, back and forth with filing.
Right, right. Well, right now, that's all that's going on. They're filing motions to dismiss, looking at the fact that, you know, they're basically saying that we should have filed our suit sooner because they're saying that the statute of limitations clicked in. But, you know, basically there's a vein that runs through the case of what we call injurious falsehood. It's a kind of a sister to defamation. It is defamation, but it doesn't involve getting into damaged reputation, that kind of stuff. Rather, the specific expenses, which were many, many millions of dollars involved. But, you know, when you look at this thing and, you know, forget the lawsuit, let's just talk facts. Let's just talk about what happened in this world. You know, for some reason, you know, Hillary Clinton woke up one morning and decided, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to sue. Let's just make up the scenario that Donald Trump is connected to Putin. Let's pretend and say that there's something let's use the word collusion even. Let's make this thing happen. Well, what do we do to do that? Let's get some lawyers and get the lawyers to get people that can make some false narratives up and make something that later turned into a dossier where she thought she was going to be protected because of attorney-client privilege. So that's why they want to use lawyers. But these people don't realize, you know, they didn't realize then, but I'm sure they realize now that when you use an attorney, attorneys get paid by the hour. You know, we only, you know, we don't have anything to sell. We don't sell couches and clothing or paper by the pound. We basically sell our time. And so we make up bills. If anybody's ever had a lawyer that actually did a lawsuit for them where they paid them by the hour or they did other services, you're paying them by the hour and you get a bill for, in our case, tenths of an hour, some billed by the quarter of an hour. But one way or the other, it's all documented, everything that they did. So, you know, these lawyers, instead of protecting her through having this attorney-client privilege, they basically preserved the evidence of the things that the dirty tricks that they did. And when I say dirty tricks, I don't mean just dirty tricks. I'm talking about crimes which they committed.
Well, we're talking about the entire scenario. Yeah, I get that, Peter. The whole scenario, though, of sitting here trying to tie him to something that's not real and then using Christopher Steele, Michael Sussman has to be really scared at this point in time that his whole life is about to become unraveled, wouldn't you think?
You know, these people are so arrogant. I don't put it past them to live in their own false reality where they actually can sleep at night no matter what kind of wrong they've done. Because, I mean, how can you do that to your country, become that kind of a miscreant where you're going to actually manufacture false narratives and then not only manufacture them to attempt to divert the votes on an election, but even after the election to keep going and for year after year, you know, through all this time. But let's take a look at one other thing that people miss on this thing. For some reason, they don't quite get this one thing, this insurance policy that Strzok talked about, because he's one of the defendants in the suit, too, and his lover, Lisa Page. But the fact of the matter is that this they launched an investigation, and these people with $30 million to spend and 2 years to spend and also a year before that with just the FBI investigating it, with unlimited budgets, basically, and unlimited enthusiasm to nail Donald Trump. It's just amazing. These people found nothing. How can anybody, and they weren't just looking for collusion. I mean, how long are you going to look for something that isn't there? You know, how long does it take to look at nothing? But, you know, the fact is they were looking for him spitting in the subway. They wanted him for anything and everything that they could possibly find, and they thought they had an insurance policy. If this guy gets elected, guess what? We're going to investigate him. We're going to find his criminal activity because these are the people that deal with criminal activity. So they thought that they would find him doing what they would do. And the fact is he was not – they didn't find anything. I don't know many people that can withstand that kind of a scrutiny where people can spend that much time, that much money, those many really talented people searching and find nothing. Donald Trump has to be one of the most honest people that have ever held the office of president in the United States. And
well,
this is a man they went to such extremes to smear.
I get that. And the thing that really gets me is how an attorney general for the state of New York can run on a platform that she's going to go after a sitting president. I am like beside myself. And this is her situation where she's at right now, to my understanding, is going nowhere. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, as much as I'm involved in all these legal situations, I don't really know much about Hillary Clinton except that I'm just like everybody else looking at that and looking at the Clinton Foundation and the sale of influence and anything else that may or may not have occurred from her. I just see dirt. I just see people that I certainly wouldn't want to sit down and have dinner with. You know, we don't need that person in politics anymore. I think she'd have the sense to back out while she still can.
You would think, but you know, you being Donald Trump's current attorney, the voice of reason, this scenario is such that the president has been going around doing these speeches all over the country and started up his own social media platform. How is that going, to your knowledge?
You know, I'm not involved with the social media, but I can just say that he needs to. This is what we have. Right now, you know, you've got to be realistic and look at where we are in terms of what's going on. I mean, we've got, you know, assuming that we have a stolen election, and I've seen enough evidence that I certainly believe that we had a stolen election. Then what does that mean in terms of the people that are occupying the White House, you know, or the people that are controlling the zombie that's in the White House? So, you know, by the way, when I talk like this, you keep talking about me being the president's lawyer and so on. I guess I'm changing from being Peter Tichtin to being the president's lawyer. So I have to be maybe a little more careful of what I'm saying. But I will say this. I'm speaking for myself. I'm not speaking on behalf of the president in this conversation.
No, I get that. I get that.
Okay.
And the
but
thing is that, you know,
I just want everybody else listening to know.
Sure. Well, and the thing is for you, we're talking basically from your perspective and your understanding of what's been going on in the world. I mean, and most of everything that he has been involved in, the president has taken a lot of unnecessary heat. They're attacking his kids. They're attacking his family. I mean, literally, when you're in politics, it's almost like open season on everything, especially when you're in the White House. You know, but God forbid that you should come in contact with, you know, Biden's daughter's diary, and they kick your door in and throw you in handcuffs. And, you know, the thing is, I don't even believe they had possession of the diary. I mean, this is just another spinoff of what the left is trying to do. And now we have this Ministry of Truth, this Orwellian factor coming up. And to me, the guy that's promoting it reminds me of an ostrich that just pulled his head out of the sand. You know, looking up and saying, oh, I'm border czar? Really? And now I'm going to have a Ministry of Truth? What is, from a legal perspective, what's your take on all of what they're doing?
I'm not only appalled, I don't want to sound like I'm a frightened being, because I'm not really a person that operates out of fear. But I would say that this is one of the most frightening things that I have ever seen, and it is something that I would hope would not just be something of interest to most Americans, but where they need to realize how frightening and how awful this is. This isn't something that's ridiculous that we can laugh at. This is a government that wants us to lose our freedom. And freedom of speech isn't freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is freedom of thought. And now, you know, they want us to jump into line and think what they think. So God help us if we say the word stolen election, you know, because their computers are going to be able to pick that up and find those communications in any of our emails. You know, if you've got Facebook, or we have anything else where we've ever signed on and agreed to the terms, we've agreed for them to look at all of our emails and all of our communications and anything and everything else that goes through our phone. And these things are all available. So through these mega companies and through what goes on, you know, what the government has in its quill of arrows to be able to find whatever they want to find, they may change the conscience of America. The consciousness of America, you know, sooner or later, you know, this thing can befall us. I believe, though, in the American spirit. I believe that, you know, I mean, you know, to a great extent, I understand from my friends in Canada that they have lost a lot of their freedom up there. I understand from people in Australia that they're not what they used to be. And these things are coming to pass. Well, I think also the United States is in jeopardy of losing that, except we've got three things going for us. We've got the ineptitudes of the left. We've got Donald Trump. God bless him, because he's the only one that can bring us what we need. And we've got the American spirit, because we're revolutionaries. The Tories and the Loyalists, they went up to Canada. We're the revolutionary spirit, and we have that. And that's the one thing that is keeping us alive at this point. Most of the people that I know, I don't see them just capitulating, changing their minds and saying, oh, yeah, maybe Joe Biden is a good president, and maybe it was okay that we got out of the war in Afghanistan the way we did, and maybe it's okay that we didn't stand up to Russia in such a way that they wouldn't have dared go into the Ukraine. Maybe it's okay that we're going to let China possibly go into Taiwan and not let them know that they better not. You know, I think the Ukrainians are teaching the Chinese that, but we aren't. You know, to the great extent, you know, our country's been taken over, and we need to get it back in the next election.
Well, these same people, Peter, that are saying what they're saying, as you just expressed, they are having to pay more at the pump. They are having to pay more in the grocery store. It's costing more for utilities and every single thing that is going on because of what this administration has done. They haven't done one decent thing for America since they took office other than to put out the very disinformation they're accusing us of putting out, which is one of the reasons why when I look at all of the stuff that has been going on just since he took office, and I'm talking about Scarecrow, the man, if he only had a brain, you know, and he's getting his cues from somebody else. That's my perspective on it. I'm not even an attorney, but I'm looking at politics the way it is. It's just gotten dirtier by the minute. And do you believe that the DNC has more dirty tricks up their sleeve the closer we get to November?
We think in terms of these kinds of possible scenarios. We do what we can to anticipate them. And I don't think I really want to get into that particular discussion. But and when I say we, I'm not talking about President Trump. I will deal with President Trump on the cases that I'm dealing on. But it's not like I sit back and talk about all the things that are going on in his mind or in the world and so on. It's a very limited and specific relationship that anybody would have with a leader of a great organization or a great country.
Sure. So, you golf?
I don't. And
oh, that's too bad. I figured you might have been, you've at least gone golfing at Mar-a-Lago, Peter. I figured you'd go to Mar-a-Lago and at least play around with the Prez. That would have been fun. You know, because I wouldn't mind doing that.
I think you'd rather I do the work that I need to do. I'm just a grunt, you know. I don't think I would be playing golf these days, but because my workload is increased greatly. I do understand your questions, and I think we all understand where we are in this world right now. But there's some that deal with it, some that understand it. There's some that are fighting the war, and there are some that are three blocks away doing business as usual, but understanding what's going on. And I think that we're gonna see not just Republicans, not just people that love Donald Trump, but we're gonna see people coming forward because of what you're talking about in terms of inflation. Because of, I mean, you know, people don't realize necessarily. I mean, probably a lot of your audience is well educated and understand this, but, you know, if you increase the price of energy, if you increase the price of gasoline, oil, coal, natural gas, that reflects itself in the pair of shoes that you buy, okay? Not only are there plastics that are going to be in there that are actually oil in a different form, but there is something had to run the machine that sewed the thing together. There's something that attached the glass. Something had to make the glass in the first place. That's all energy. And energy is all coming from fossil fuel. I shouldn't say all. 10% is being made from renewable resources. But 90% of our energy is basically coming from fossil fuels. And okay. I'm not sure exactly how these people think that we're going to get rid of fossil fuels by just stopping them. It's like saying that, you know, to solve the problems of the world, everybody has to stop eating. it doesn't work that way. You cannot just decide, let's reduce food prices by everybody stop eating for 2 days a week. It's not going to happen. And we can't cut down our use of fuel that way either. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Rita in Missouri. We'll go ahead and finish that thought. Rita in Missouri, you're on the phone with Peter Tichtin. What say you?
And I have a couple of questions that I might see what your comment might be.
Go ahead.
Sure. Go right
okay. Ahead. Okay. What legally could be done to get rid of the Federal Reserve? Back in 2020, I watched a documentary. It was called Four Presidents, The Oval Office Conspiracies on Assassinations. Because four presidents, Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and Kennedy, all got killed over trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, but they all had breakfast that day, too. And it could be breakfast. I don't know. I have no knowledge about.
Okay. Well, the other one then, what could be legally done to stop the doctors from this? It's the doctors are telling women they have cancer when they're actually pregnant, and eventually they take out the cancer and they use it for the stem cell research.
If that happened to any lady that you know, they should go to an attorney's office. And there would be a major lawsuit against that doctor, okay, because the doctors just are not allowed to commit that kind of fraud under these kinds of circumstances. I've never heard of this happening. If it is happening, it's not going to last because doctors aren't going to be wanting to part with all that money. It's just not going to – that whole idea is just – so outrageous that any doctors would do such a thing, that they're not going to be able to keep it secret. The truth will out, and so will those doctors be out.
Okay, Rita, Missouri, thanks for your call. We are coming up to the break right now. Peter Tichtin, thank you so much for your time here on the Power Hour. Hopefully we'll connect with you again soon, especially after the elections here in November. Thanks so much for joining us, folks. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more news and your phone calls after this. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strauss family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strauss Heart Drops, the world-famous Strauss Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strauss's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you for this segment of the Power Hour. 844-769-2944. If any other comments you have regarding any of the interviews we did today, you know, it's amazing that, you know, here we're sitting there talking about depopulating the world, and the average age for first-time mothers in Germany has hit an all-time record, climbing to over 30 years old in 2020, according to figures published by the nation's statistic agency. This is the status. During the first year of coronavirus lockdowns in Germany, the average age of mothers having their first child rose to an average of 30.2 years old. The first age of first-time mothers has had a considerable impact on the total fertility rate of the nation, as older mothers are less likely to have further children. And they're wanting to know how we're going to control the population. Well, there you have it. You know, they're so stressed out, they can't even have sex and have kids, and then now they're having them older. And they're only having one. You have to understand the influences that have connected to all of this and how they brainwash people into doing their part to help depopulate the world and achieve the elitist goal. We have plenty of room in the United States of America, which is, I guess, one of the reasons why Biden opened all the doors and let everybody in here. You know, I'd like to still know how these people are going to survive when the money runs out, and it's going to run out. Because, you know, if these people are, you know, if Scarecrow thinks that he's going to get everybody registered to vote by the time the November elections get here, he's got another guest coming. And then the social media thing that Peter Tichtin talked about, you know, that he has nothing really to do with Donald Trump's new social media. We're now coming to find out that India bullied Facebook into censoring 27 million, from what we're seeing, posts in a month. It's rebranded itself Meta. A compliance report yesterday said that 24.6 million pieces of content were censored in India in March. Another 2.7 million pieces of content were deleted on the Instagram platform. The report describes the efforts to remove harmful content from Facebook and Instagram and demonstrate India's continued commitment to making Facebook and Instagram safe and inclusive, according to Meta's statement in the Times of India. That's where they quoted it. Here's the problem. You see, censorship is happening all over the place. And then when you have this Roe v. Wade, I mean, even all of the British politicians, including leftist London Mayor Sadiq Khan, and the government's trade representative have waded into the abortion debate, condemning the Supreme Court declaring abortion a fundamental right. Well, you know what side of the fence they're on because of the fact they're condemning the nation's highest court over here. So, you know, Mayor Khan, you can stay right where you are and live in your little multiculturalized hellhole. We don't care. Mark in Iowa, how are you, sir?
Oh, good. Hey, I want everybody to take their smartphone right now and put this in and put Donald-Trump-calm-before-the-storm. And Donald Trump made this comment, and if you take your phone right now, and it's only about a minute soundbite, so if you take your phone and look at this right now, he made this statement October 5th of 2017. He said that there's a storm coming, and the reporter asked him, is it Iran, is it this, is it that? And he said, real kind of like smirk look, he said, you'll see what the storm is. And so I just really thought that was very interesting because it seems to me like he knew that something was coming, and maybe that was COVID.
So what was the go ahead and just read the total of what you were saying as far as the dashes.
Okay. Put in Donald, lowercase, put in Donald-Trump-calm-before-the-storm. And okay. Look at this. Everybody look at this soundbite. Yeah, put this in and look at it right now while we're on the phone because it's only about a minute soundbite. He's standing there before all of his military cabinet, his military generals, his military staff, and he makes his comment. And it just really kind of, I believe in discernment of spirit, like the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the gifts of discernment of spirit. And I just get some really negative things that I've prayed and fasted about this when I've seen this. And I just think that there's a lot of stuff that is not right.
So what's your, we do have it. As a matter of fact, my wife just pulled it up right now. And this basically, they've gotten so far about 200,000 views on YouTube. And there's two different clips on here. One of them is on Nightly News, and the other one just says NBC News. One's a minute 45, the other is 54 seconds. And apparently there's another one on YouTube that's 39 seconds that got 326,000 views, and another one that's gotten 45,000 views, and it looks like Aaron Burnett is on one of them. And it makes you wonder how long these are going to stay up before YouTube deletes them as part of the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, that's why I'm reluctant to say a lot of stuff. You asked me about one time about the Boeing, 1999 when they, installed all this, equipment where they could, put everybody to sleep, the pilots including, and all the people, on the passengers, and, crash that plane or do whatever they want. But, I didn't give you the complete source on that one because I tell you why, because sometimes this information just really has strange peculiar way of just disappearing overnight.
Yeah, it does happen like that. I mean, I've seen Wikipedia even delete and omit certain information that we know to be at least suspect or possibly true. And so, yeah, I understand the fact that censorship is widespread, it's rampant, but it's divisive, it's designed to be divisive, and this is one of the reasons why I tell people that, look, whatever social media platform you happen to be hanging your hat on, get off it. And see, the thing is the more people that have smartphones, the more people can be tracked, the less you are dependent on electronics and ways of communicating other than direct communication from point A to point B in conversation personally with people and not having to worry about your TV set or your smartphone picking up these conversations and transmitting them to some fusion center somewhere where somebody can get a handle on it and assess. This almost reminds me of Enemy of the State with Gene Hackman. I think we played that clip at one time, Mark, where he was saying, oh, yeah, the NSA can get into your phones.
Yeah, can I tell you one more thing? Just because you brought up TV, because I used to work in television and did communications and stuff. But I just wanted to tell you that there is something, a technology that comes over your, it was with the old analog, the old tube amplifier TVs, and then when it went to solid state in the 60s, and now it's digital, and digital was invented in 84, 85 it was patented, but under the military, but they have something. I want everybody to look this up. It's called Silent Sound Spread Spectrum. Silent Sound Spread Spectrum. They can actually, once, and it worked with analog too, back in the, you know, the old days with solid state, but it works great with digital, because within so many minutes, you go into a trance-like state. That's why I don't even have a TV. But you go into a trance-like state, and, you know, they can erase your memory. They can mess with your mind. And, you know, I remember talking to the Men in Black years ago at OSI, and they made a comment to me one time. They said, you know, you can tell people the truth, but we control their minds.
That's scary.
Yeah. And I was stationed at Area 51. So I'm serious. Honest to God.
I believe you. You know, you say Area 51, that opens up a whole nother Pandora's box that, you know, people have not been told the truth on.
Oh, yeah, but it's the reality, yeah. And, all, you know, there's no such thing as aliens from other worlds. I'm not saying that there's not other worlds, because even in the Word of God, it says that the world has an S on it, make plural worlds. So there are probably most likely other worlds out there, like the planet Earth, and may have more stars, I mean, have more moons and more suns than our Earth has. But there are no aliens from outer space. There are evil, demonic principalities and powers of darkness that live in the Earth, hollow Earth. And, you know, that's where these UFOs come from. So, you know, and there are other creatures inside the Earth that God has created. But and the other thing, too, is that, you know, Satan is not a fallen angel. Christ Jesus said in the gospel, he said, Satan was a murderer from the beginning. So he was never an angel in heaven. This is hard for people to understand, but God creates evil. And God created him as a principality and power of darkness. And he was never an angel in heaven. He did lead a rebellion, but he was never an angel. And he was created as a principality and power of evil, darkness.
That's interesting, considering I hear the term angel of light being cast down with a third of heaven, you know, the angels of heaven.
Well,
so, you know, I think it was in Genesis that they talked about that.
If you read in the scripture in Isaiah, it's really talking about when people use that scripture in Isaiah. I can't think of the chapter right now. But it's actually talking about the city of Tyre and Sidon, which was Phoenician Lebanon. And when Jerusalem was destroyed and when the house of Judah was taken into captivity into Babylon in 125 years after the house of Israel, the Tyre and Sidon said, well, now we're going to exalt ourselves higher than the throne of God. And they were praising themselves because they were rejoicing that the Judahites had been taken into captivity, and now they were going to take over the trade, and they were going to take over the commerce, and they were going to become number one. And that's what that scripture is talking about in Isaiah.
Okay, we thank you for that. And, all right, just let's see, what do we got here? Silent Sound Spread Spectrum. So for those of you who want to look that up, Mark, we appreciate your input this morning. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We are going to share with you on your email blast, and if you have not subscribed to that, you need to, fact-checking 6 outrageous claims about leaked Supreme Court draft overturning Roe v. Wade. One of them is mainstream religions undecided on abortion. Well, you know what? The Pope has come out, you know, Pope on a rope. Every, you know, life counts from beginning to end, from conception and natural death. Every life counts. We already know what the Catholics think about it. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops argue life begins at conception. From the earliest times, Christians sharply distinguished themselves from surrounding pagan cultures by rejecting abortion and infanticide, according to the organization's website. Refusing to acknowledge the Ninth Amendment, this is something Scarecrow put out there in the same press gaggle, said the Ninth Amendment protects the right to an abortion. He said this, why as a senator representing Delaware, he opposes Supreme Court nominations of Robert Bork and others by Republican presidents. One of the reasons he voted against a number of the members of the court, they refused to acknowledge that there is a Ninth Amendment. You know, like I said, there is hypocrisy running rampant in the left wing. And people seem to forget, like Nancy Pelosi seems to forget, that we have a republic, not a democracy. But you can read about those fact-checking, the six outrageous claims. They're from the Daily Signal. We're going to include that in your email blast. This helps you get past all of the propaganda that's being disseminated out there. Election night live wire in Ohio and Indiana. The Trump endorsement strength was tested in Tuesday in Ohio. The 22 endorsements on the line, including J.D. Vance, a hardcore nationalist populist, against four other candidates, three of whom sought Trump's backing, one of whom did not. And, of course, here again, J.D. Vance won out in the primary. Riots in L.A., as pro-abortion activists confront police. Why did we not expect it? Well, of course, it's in a blue state, and the event turned violent as demonstrators tried to take over an intersection, and what happened? Some threw rocks and bottles at police. Oh, but wait, it's an insurrection? No, it's a peaceful protest. You see, this is how the media spins things. And just when you thought that there was not a scandal to be found with what we anticipated or knew of as the home-based, homely life of Grammy-winning country music star Naomi Judd, known for being part of the mother-daughter duo The Judds. Now it has come out. People revealed Judd died by suicide. She took her own life at age 76. She had been a longtime advocate for mental health and wrote an open letter for Mental Health Awareness Week in 2018. And of course, you know, when brains get short-circuited, suicide happens. She had a book out in 2016, River of Time, My Descent into Depression and How I Emerged with Hope. I know a lot of you think that taking your own life is going to put you in a very bad place in the afterlife. And I just pray to God that Naomi Judd knew what she was doing when she ended her own life. God rest her soul. We now shift our focus for the balance of this segment on the economy. Median price new homes in the U.S., $77,000 more expensive than it was a year ago. Why am I not surprised? And they're likely a viable choice. And I'm talking about new homes. That's why I'm building one, because it's a whole lot cheaper. U.S. new home sales decreased 8.6% to an annual rate of 763,000 in March, according to government statistics. That figure represents the quantity of homes that would be sold over a year-long period of time if the same number of properties were bought each month based on the rate of sales in March. Compared to a year ago, sales were down 12.6%. This coming from Market Watch. There were 407,000 newly built homes for sale at the end of March, which was up 33% from a year earlier and nearly 4% from the previous month. This equated to a 6.4-month supply of new homes, roughly in line with the supply level that's viewed as indicative of a balanced market. However, that $77,000 add-on to the price tag, data on new home sales extremely volatile. The trend appears to be tracking the shift in mortgage applications numbers, and the Fed, meanwhile, is on track for the biggest rate hike in over 20 years. what they want to call quantitative easing or tightening. For decades, the central bankers believed that the less they said, the better. Well, yeah. We get that. Quantitative tightening, allowing its balance sheet to roll off at a pace that will soon hit $95 billion a month. Everybody can say what they want to say as far as statistic information. Economists point out, like Jerome Powell, you know, he says that the U.S. Central Bank is making sure everybody knows what the results of their next policy meeting will likely be. And here's the thing. If they keep raising interest rates, it's going to discourage people from borrowing, which means home sales will drop. And meanwhile, inflation is out of control. U.S. factories grow at the slowest pace in 18 months as labor and supply woes fester. And here's the thing. You can't even get people to pump your porta potty because they can't find workers. Nobody wants to work. Why is it? Are they staying home and drawing unemployment? Are they on welfare? Are they on food stamps because they're just too damn lazy to go out and get a job? I mean, what is going on here? Anybody got an answer for that? 844-769-2944 while we still have 5 minutes left in the show. If you have some input on this, you know, manufacturers still have plenty of demand for new cars, appliances, metal parts, and other industrial goods. And at some point, the economy must give way. But it's going to be tough to have real growth with such pressure on the cost because they can't get people to work. This report compiled by the Institute for Supply Management is going to be on your email blast, which we encourage you to read, open up, and listen to all of the stuff that we've been talking about on the show, too, because the archives are there. With everything coming across the border, you have a lot more to worry about. Tuberculosis is now surging in the U.S. with cases rising more than 9% last year alone. And now they're letting all these people across the border. With somebody with tuberculosis, please go to Rehoboth Beach and give Scarecrow a little run for his money. You know, it's just really sad that, you know, somebody has to do this kind of thing to America, and then people have to start getting sick. TB and COVID-19, they have something in common. They both affect the lungs. But the longer duration of tuberculosis symptoms distinguish it directly. The CDC asserts part of the reason for the rise could be the misdiagnosis as COVID-19. Oh, gee, what else are they going to move the goalpost on and change the narrative for? Some states, Washington, Texas, California, reporting higher spikes in TB. And eggs have now been vilified again. Every time people come out with a study that says you should not be eating the incredible edible egg, as the commercial would go. Now, there's other studies out that say that eggs contain valuable vitamins and minerals, and they should be part of your diet. So there you go. Remember what Marjorie Wildcraft said on the show. She said six hens a-laying, will get you 1,500 eggs. Gotta love that. 1,500 eggs a year. You think you could eat that many eggs? No, but you can sell some. You can, you know, that's what community support is all about. You can actually go get a flea market, rent a little booth in a flea market, and sell eggs. Hey, everybody likes fresh eggs. You ever notice a big difference in eggs and how they look when they're that fresh? I mean, they look like real orange. You know, the yolks are real orange, and they taste better than the stuff you buy in the store. We used to ask our daughter, you know, where do you think eggs come from? And she says, from the store. Oh, God love them. Yeah, kids, they have all sorts of, you know, interesting perspectives on things. But see, what happens when you can't go to the store and get eggs anymore? Because there's no groceries on the shelf, because we have a food shortage. Also, we have another article in the health section on why collagen is crucial for bones and skin. We have a Collagen Power Plus by North American Urban Spice. We invite you to go check that out after you read the article. More COVID news out. The COVID-19 vaccine can trigger acute hepatitis. Yeah, it's happening. Published in the Journal of Hepatology in late April, describes the case of a man in Germany, age 52, who developed acute hepatitis liver inflammation 2 weeks after getting the jab. You read about that on your email blast. 10 more states, as a matter of fact, are reporting hepatitis, mysterious hepatitis outbreaks in kids. Makes you wonder whether they got the jab. Union College student has been booted for rejecting the vaccine booster after having serious side effects with the other stuff. She got her second Pfizer vaccine jab, had serious adverse reactions, and says, no, I'm not going to get the booster. And now Union College has kicked her out. She's not permitted on campus anymore. She's been expelled, unenrolled from classes. Hey, she get her money back? Diamond Puentes, I feel so sorry for you. You value your education a lot. Your first-generation student who comes from a low-income household was on an academic scholarship, and now you got booted, all because you didn't want to get boosted, because Union College administration are all a bunch of morons that haven't pulled their head out of where the sun doesn't shine. So much more we can talk about, including Dave Chappelle, the comedian attacked on stage during a Hollywood Bowl show. You can read about that in the email blast when you get it in your inbox. So much more we could talk about, but we're out of time for today. Dave Krieger with you. We will join you tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.